Hey, Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. Today has been an interesting day. I don't know if many of you know that I spend one day filming or videoing all the videos for a particular week for the Daily Ride. And today has been one of those days where it's been hard to get the connection to the camera. So just bear with us this week. Hopefully it'll straighten out. Today's going to be another good episode. I hope that you'll spend some time diving into these scriptures and these passages and let God speak to you and your heart today. Today we're going to be talking about... Today we're going to be talking about the golden gift. The scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Genesis 28 and Matthew 27. The evening scriptures are Esther 4 and Acts 27. The mark my words passages for today is Song of Solomon 2:4, Song of Solomon 6:1-3, John 4:23-24, John 14:1-21, and John 16:13-14. Today's scripture is going to come from John 14:6, which says, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The Daily Fire thought for the day is by faith I live and walk in a full understanding of how much Christ loves me. Today, we're going to be talking about the golden gift. Faith in Christ is different than any other kind of faith. The word faith is not found in the Old Testament. The New Testament, it means believing in Christ, trusting in Him, seeing things that are promised as if they've already happened. Believing in Christ is suggesting movement. Faith in Christ means moving close to Him and trusting His love. It is an embrace, and He extends His arms to you today. This kind of loving embrace means man and his Maker comes only through Christ. Nobody in the Old Testament days could think of such a thing. God is spirit, another kind of being. Too awesome to be approached except with fear and trembling. The hour is coming, and now is, when true believers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. John 4:23-24. Song of Solomon chapter 6 verse 3. This is the attitude towards God that nobody understood until Christ came. Are you not glad that you can live and walk in a full understanding of how much He loves you? Faced with His reality, ordinary people in the gospel suddenly knew that He was the Savior. A swift revelation followed by a complete commitment. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you in all truth. He will not speak of His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you of things to come. He will glorify Me, and He will take of what is Mine and declare it to you. John 16:13-14. No longer was faith for a rare individual, as it was in the Old Testament. Somehow, Calvary does what the awesome manifestations of Sinai could not do. Jesus is the great faith creator. He Himself said, no one comes to the Father except through Me, in John 14:6. He does not point to a way. Jesus is the way. God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next trail ride.